Michaela, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, so before we divulge and we speak to Leo in detail on what he's going to be doing, are you worried about the mess, first of all?
Yes, I'm worried about it getting stuck inside the bath.
People now are going to go, what on earth is he going to be doing? So pass me over to Leo then, will you?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Leo, you're right?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, this is a great story. So, tell the lovely listeners what you're about to do.
I'm going to go in an orange goose slime bath.
You're going to go in an orange bath? Your mum is going to lose her mind, you know, in case you get it everywhere and it gets stuck in the bath and in the plug hole. So why are you doing? Why are you getting into an orange bath?
Because I'm raising charity for the Chester Zoo and the orangutans.
Oh, the orangutans. Oh, fantastic. At Chester Zoo. So I take it orangutans are one of your favourite animals, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are mine too as well. So who gave you the idea of getting into an orange slime bath?
My mum.
Your mum must be crazy. Absolutely. Leo, can you pass me over to your mum for a second?
Yeah.
All right, Leo, well done.
Hi.
What a brilliant, brilliant little lad you've got there, and really bubbly as well. But your idea, is this true?
Well, yeah, I must be crazy, to be honest. We were looking at a number of different things, what we could potentially do, and it just popped into my head. It's October, it's orange, and it's orangutan, so what better thing to do than turn my son into an orangutan?
I love it, I love it. You tell us as well, in detail, why he's doing this and what he's hoping to raise awareness for.
Yeah, so basically, Leo was given a school project to complete over a week ago to discuss endangered animals, and he had to pick a certain animal, so he likes orangutans, so that's why we picked that. And he's focused on discussing the impact that palm oil production has on orangutans and their rainforest habitat and what he can do to save them. And as part of that, he's done a learning log where he's got a number of different facts about orangutans. He's undertook a number of activities. He's visited the zoo and he's got photographs of the orangutans in the zoo themselves. And he's also done a huge presentation board that he's taken into school that's going to showcase all of the findings that he's got. And one of the things that we've been doing is showing him some documentaries on the TV as well, and also obviously on websites and things. So he's learned that the orangutan population falls by 25 each day, and the rainforests that they inhabit are being destroyed to make way for the palm oil plantations, putting the orangutans at risk. And there's a football pitch size area of the rainforest that's lost every 6 seconds. And if we don't do something over the next 20 years, orangutans will become extinct. And this is something Leo's quite passionate about. Cool. So the idea was really, he wanted to raise £25 to represent the 25 orangutans that are lost every day. So this is why he's doing this, and the money is going towards Chester Zoo. And that money will then be sent over to Borneo, and that will create money for trees that will form a wildlife corridor along the river between two fragments of protected rainforest. And that's where there's an isolated group of orangutans that are currently living there. So it'll not only expand their rainforest, but it'll allow them to thrive again.
Wow. I'm absolutely speechless that a young lad like Leo at 6 years old could be really moved enough by something as important as this and as big as this and as far-reaching as this for him to want to do this. This is absolutely incredible. What have his schools said about it?
Oh, the school are absolutely delighted with him, and obviously they're very proud, as well as his mum and dad. We're really proud of him, and his sister's got involved as well. She's only just recently turned 4, but she's been watching all of the programmes as well. So she's excited, and I think she's a bit reluctant to get into the jelly bath. She might join him. Who knows?
So what's the preparation going to be like then for you to do this? So I take it you're putting lots of plastic sheets down, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I think there's going to be plenty of protection around the bathroom anyway. Leo's going to dig out his best swimming suit, and he's asking he put his goggles on because he actually wants to go under it as well and get really stuck in. So,
Where can people find out more about what Leo's doing?
Okay, so if people want to go on to Just Giving, you can go onto the website. It's www.justgiving.com/fundraising/Michaela-Grant, and that's MICHALA-GRANT, and you'll be able to see it as Leo's fundraising for orangutans and the rainforest.
Fantastic. We're going to share all of those on our website and our social media pages as well. Well, listen, give Leo our best, and just wishing the best of luck from us here and everybody that listens to this radio station. And will you call us back or message us back when he's done it, and send us some photos, because I'm intrigued of what mess he's going to get into, and the bathroom as well.
We will indeed. Bye, Leo.
Bye.
Bye, Leo. Well done. Brilliant, Michaela. Thank you very much for your time.
And thanks so much for your time too.